Register online at the College of Business Administration website.
We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to my guests from Fort Riley, retired Colonel C.K. Hutchinson, chairman of the Fort Riley Military Retiree Council, and Jerry McBride from the Public Health Department at the Irwin Army Community Hospital. But now in studio, we're changing gears over to local schools. In studio with me, Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holzhoff and Flint Hills Christian School Principal Tim McDonald. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in the studio.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes, I understand it might have been a little bit of time since you've been in, but you're back.
We are back. It's been a fantastic start of the year.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're in. So I guess that'd be a good way to start. How has the year been starting? Tell me a little bit about what's been going on.
Well, we've been exceptionally busy. We had our third year construction finish at the school. The church is getting remodeled as well at $7. And so we're a couple weeks away from having masses back on the weekend in the church, and it looks fantastic. We got a new bishop for the Salina Diocese, Bishop Vinke, and he'll be down. He's been down a couple times already, so it's great having a new diocese leader. And he's going to be down, of course, tomorrow night for our auction, and then we have dedication mass at $7 if we get occupancy from the city. The license, November 4th. So we get to dedicate the new remodeled $7 church. It's looking very, very nice. It's awesome.
Before we get into some updates from Tim, you mentioned that you're going to be able to do your church services in the church again on Saturday. Where have you been doing them in the meantime?
We have been doing them in the Lucky Gymnasium. So you can have mass anywhere. God's everywhere. So we've been having it in the Big Lucky Gym.
All right. And Tim, tell me a little bit about how things have been starting off there at Flint Hills Christian.
Well, we've been busy as well, and it's been a good start to the school year. New kids, new staff coming in, that always creates an excitement. And then, we're a little behind Manhattan Catholic in terms of construction, but we continue as a school looking at our Vision 2030, and we're developing a 3 to 5 year action plan and looking at forward to some growth and development and building as well. So those things add to it. And then just the normal activities, since we do have the secondary school, we've got, volleyball matches at both the junior high and high school level. And then we've also had a soccer team this year. It's kind of a fledgling program, but it's getting kicked off. And a few games out at Annenberg, and didn't have anything this week with all the rain and the like. But all those types of activities just factor into making it a busy start to the school year, and it's been good.
Yeah, rain always kind of throws a wrench in things, especially around athletics.
Yeah, outdoor sports and recess, all those things kind of make it tough.
Yeah, definitely. And, as we're talking about sort of the beginning of the school year, kind of like a quarter of the way into the school year, it's good to talk a little bit about enrollment numbers. It's kind of always a big topic with schools. Are you guys seeing any growth there at your schools respectively?
Yes, we ended the year lower than we typically are, but we've maintained those numbers. We're going to see an increase in the next couple years, I do believe, with fantastic scores, and then just that Christian faith-based education. I think people are going to gravitate towards that again. That's my heart talking, but my mind, I think we're going to see an explosion in Christian education again.
Yeah, and I think we feel the same way. We started the year about the same place we started last year, and we grew through the course of the school year last year, and we're seeing the same thing happen now. We've gained a couple, two or three students here as we've neared the end of the first quarter and heading into the second quarter next week. So, we're seeing a little bit of that. We're getting calls and interest from people that are saying either they're moving into the area or there are reasons that they're looking at moving their kids maybe from a public school or whatever into private school education. And we expect to see the same thing. Manhattan continues to grow, but also if we just continue to see the things in the community that will lead people towards wanting a faith-based education.
And some of that growth might also be attributed to some of the just general transient nature of the community. People move in for jobs, and if they have families, they kind of have to get their kids going to school somewhere. And if they're, you know, sometimes you guys might be the ones that they go to for that.
Yeah, the call I had yesterday was from a lady from California. They're moving here. Both she and her husband are K-State graduates. He's going to work in Topeka, but they want to stay in the Manhattan, Wamego area. So they called, and got a young daughter that's in a Christian school out in California. And so they're, as they move, look to move back this area, they're looking at possibly keeping their child in a Christian school.
And in studio, just as a reminder, Manhattan Catholic Schools principal Scott Holzhoff and Flint Hills Christian School principal Tim McDonald. We've been talking a little bit about the beginning of the year, and I know that you mentioned a little bit about new staff. Could you tell me a little bit about the staffing changes you've seen coming into this new year?
I didn't have any new staff this year, so that's we're pretty steady. We typically don't have a lot of turnover at Manhattan Catholic. So everybody that was here last year is here this year, so that's it's very nice. To have that problem.
No transition is a good way to look at
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and it keeps continuity going. It's wonderful, and the teachers know what the kids need, and it's always nice, and kids get more out of experienced teachers. Although I do like the excitement of new teachers. They bring different skill sets than veteran teachers at times. And so I do have a mix of younger staff, and they're wonderful as well.
Maybe a different energy, too.
There is a little different energy.
And how about there at Flint Hills Christian?
We typically don't have a lot of turnover, but we did. We've got three new positions this year. Our sixth grade teacher, Jennifer Wilke, came to us this year. We'd had a retiring teacher last year out of third grade, and our sixth grade teacher moved down into third grade. And so that changed things. We had another retiring teacher actually out of kindergarten, and our second grade teacher who had taught kindergarten before moved there. So we have a new young teacher in second grade. And they're both settled in and doing very well. And then one of our science positions is new. And we've actually got a combination, two teachers that are teaching part-time with some real good skills that they're bringing in. You know, one of the things we found is that over the years, our teachers do stay a long time, but sooner or later, we all look at the aspect of where's retirement come up, and you know, that happens. So we do have to keep changing from time to time.
You know, sometimes I feel like I'm already looking forward to retirement. I'm a ways off.
Yes, you are.
Just 25 here.
I think you're just getting started, Scott, and I'll tell you, you got a long ways to go. Yeah. Unless they pay you very, very well here at the radio station.
Oh, they definitely do. We're loaded. We're loaded here, right, Dave?
Yeah, Dave's kind of looking over here like, say, what are you talking about?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
There's this old adage. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. No offense, gentlemen, but you're far from accurate.
Radio? Are you telling us radio people get paid about like education people?
Pretty much. that may be we may be a step below. I don't know. I think it depends.
It's a career of passion.
That's it.
That is it.
I think that's it.
That's how we're going to spin it forward.
Yeah, that's the way it is. We all, we all are passionate about helping people and helping kids, and that's definitely the aspect of education. I think that Scott and I would both agree with. We love what we do, and I've been at it for a long time, and I think Scott has too.
See, you're helping kids. We're not sure who we're helping.
Well, you're helping us promote our schools. So we appreciate
that.
Go. Thank you.
We got that. We got that.
Hey, we're spinning it
the
right way.
You can tell they're in education, Nick.
Yeah, they're veterans over here. Manhattan Catholic Schools principal Scott Holzhoff. I'm mixing your last names together. Sorry about that. Flint Hills Christian Schools principal Tim McDonald here in studio with me. And it has been a bit of time since you've been in, so I kind of want to look back a little bit to Labor Day when we had a flooding incident in Wildcat Creek, as I'm sure everyone is now aware of at this point. How was your student bodies impacted? Did you have any students impacted by all of that?
Yes, we had three families that lived in that area that had to evacuate, and the church and the school got together, and we gave them the help that they needed so they could move forward. That's part of being in a Christian community is you're available to act immediately on those types of things. It's what you should do, and part of Christian faith is to give to others in need, and our family stepped up quite a bit.
Yeah, we only had one family really that was impacted by the flooding, but I agree with Scott. I was very pleased with the fact that our school families and their church families stepped forward. The family had just moved to Manhattan from Salina the month before, so they just settled into an apartment, get flooded out, lost 75% or so of their stuff. They were able to claim some things that, dishes, silverware, pots and pans that could be washed. But, the school community, the church community that they were a part of really stepped up, and that's, I think, one of the unique things about our Christian schools and our faith-based community here in Manhattan. It really does support one another.
And I've noticed a lot of the Christian and the Catholic charities have all been sort of very involved in the relief and recovery efforts after the flood as well.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Catholic Charities does a lot. St. Thomas More housed a bunch of kids and families during the flood, so it's nice to see.
And I think it's time for our last break of the morning. When we come back, we have more with Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holzhoff and Flint Hills Christian School Principal Tim McDonald. So stay tuned here for more In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
K-State football starts with Powercat Game Day. 4 hours prior to kickoff at home and on the road, John Kurtz, Corey Dean, and Cole Manbeck, alongside special correspondents from across the Big 12 and K-State great Kevin Lockett. Your Wildcat weekend starts with Powercat Game Day, powered by KS State Bank, Godfrey's Indoor Ranges and Tactical Supply, CTI John Deere and Manhattan Area Technical College, live on KMAN and K-Rock, and online at PowercatGameDay.com.